And now, a special interview on WIFM with Gary York along with Jeff Edson as they talk about Explore Elkin.
I'm Gary York, and we're honored to have the opportunities to matter in significant ways. And we thank you for being with us today. And tell your friends about the outreach of WIFM and the special contributions that we want to make and have made since 2004. My featured guest this morning is Jeff Edson. He's a third generation of the family that's made so many contributions in the Yadkin Valley, continues to hold us in the light and to look for opportunities to make things better for people. So, Jeff, we're grateful that you're here this morning, and tell us about a tremendous initiative that just seems to be on fire right now, if you will.
We're really excited about it, Gary, and thank you for having me this morning. The effort you're referring to is the Explore Elkin Committee. This is a committee that was formed by our new mayor, Sam Bishop, around the end of last year, and we had our first meeting in January. Sam charged us as a committee to investigate and plan a way to make Elkin the new weekend destination and to revitalize downtown Elkin as a cultural arts and entertainment hub. And we had our first meeting in January, and that meeting was primarily a brainstorming session. And we began making plans for a community event to start a conversation around a shared vision for our community. Our February and March meetings were focused on selecting a name for our efforts and planning for the community event on March 30, and also discussing ideas for fun events to appeal to visitors and residents alike in our community.
Jeff, were you there when the Explore Elkin came up? Tell us a little bit about that.
As we started out, we wanted to come up with a name that really described our efforts. And we started having conversations around a name, and we actually had come up with a different name, which was not nearly as good, and I'm not going to share that with you. But late in the game, Dan Butner with the Foothills Arts Council came up with an idea, Explore Elkin. As I said, it was late in the process, and we were just about to settle on a different idea. But I believe the name Explore Elkin is the perfect name to describe our committee's mission. It challenges us as a community to examine who we are, to consider our history, to take stock of our current challenges and opportunities, and to dream of a vision for our future. It invites residents and visitors alike to explore our trails, our river, our abundant natural beauty, our wineries and breweries, our restaurants, and the numerous amenities available in our community. It challenges us to explore opportunities and to expand on what our community has to offer. I really think it encapsulates everything that this committee is about. Ultimately, our mission is to not only create an entertainment hub downtown and attract visitors to our community, it's really to create an environment and a vibrant community that attracts residents to our community.
Where people want to move here.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. We're a perfect community with our schools and our hospital, our library, our natural beauty, our trails, what have you, for young families to look at relocating here, particularly young families that have moved to Charlotte or young people that have moved to Charlotte or urban communities over the last 10 years. Now we're having kids, have developed an economic source or a career that is mobile. They may be telecommuting to their job. They may have their own business that their customers, they don't really necessarily live where their customers are. They're doing a web-based business, and we're would be the perfect community for young families like that to consider.
Is revitalization a good word, too? Does that fit in with that?
Revitalization, reinvent, renew, any of those words. And that's one thing we did at the first meeting was come up with some words to describe and talk about what we, really were trying to do. And those were three key words.
So people are coming together. Great synergy can come out of folks who choose to work together. Tell us just a little overview of your committee, not names, but just the excitement that's coming out that I sense is coming from you this morning.
Well, we are excited, and the committee's excited. We have a broad cross-section representation in the community, several people from downtown businesses and people focused on downtown, but not just downtown. People focused on the broad community, folks involved in the trails efforts, folks involved in numerous efforts across the community, and there is a lot of excitement. And I'm picking up a tremendous amount of excitement for the event we're planning for March 30th, and look forward to talking a little bit more about that event in a minute.
But, okay.
One thing we're doing initially is looking at the summer coming is we're looking at planning some events throughout the summer to give a little more activity and a little more fun in our community and bring people out to socialize and talk, continue the conversation we're going to start on the 30th, and just enjoy what this community has to offer, which in all honesty is the people that live here.
Yeah.
We've got a wonderful group of families and people that live in this community, and it's what makes us special. But we're talking about starting Food Truck Fridays, which would be a monthly food truck event at the Elk and Farmers Market. We're hoping to start a Thursday afternoon Live at 5 music series throughout the summer in downtown Elkin. We're looking at promoting and organizing regular music offerings at existing venues in town. So this would be businesses putting on the event, having music in their restaurant or having music at their venue, but we would provide organization help, helping booking and scheduling the music, and primarily helping marketing so that everybody coming and staying in our hotels and our bed and breakfast and our Airbnb would know what's going on in the community over the weekends and what have you. And it would hopefully leverage the investment that our businesses are making in having music and activities in there in their events.
What's a food truck? Give me an idea. Is it like a theme? A truck has a certain...
There are all kinds of food trucks. There's actually a food truck event in Mount Airy this weekend. They've got several trucks coming and plan to attend and sample some of the offerings and help plan the events we're looking at in Elkin. But it's... I think they run the gamut. There might be a dessert truck, a coffee truck, a full-blown truck. Two of the trucks we have committed for the event on the 5th of May is a local truck that's done by Jeff Gibbs at 222, but then also a truck out of Greensboro, which is King and Queen Haitian Cuisine, I believe is the name. So they serve Haitian cuisine. But our idea is to hopefully pop up a restaurant at the Elkin Farmers Market on a monthly basis that gives residents new opportunities and new food offerings and generates an excitement and for visitors and residents alike.
Right.
One of the other events that I'm really excited about, and Jeff Yockel with Skull Camp is working on this, is an al fresco farm-to-table dining event at the Elkin Farmers Market. I think they're looking at four or so of those events, partnering with farmers, with local co-op, with local wineries, to bring together an al fresco dining event under the shelter at the farmers market, which is, I think, really exciting. And a couple of other events we're looking at trying to start later in the summer is an outdoor family movie night and an Arts on Main series for local artists to display and promote their creations on Saturday mornings.
Great. I believe you've been really been working and working together. Let's talk about March the 30th.
Well, that's what we're really excited about at this point in time. The event is planned as the Explore Elkin Community Conversation. It'll be March 30th at 5 p.m. at the Liberty in historic downtown Elkin. It's open to anyone and everyone that's interested in making a positive contribution toward developing a shared vision for the future of our town. And I'd like to invite all interested listeners to attend. We're planning a fun evening filled with music and engaging conversation. We will be providing light hors d'oeuvres and a cash bar, and we're expecting a large crowd, and the community seems very excited about the event. During the event, we'll have a break in the music and have informal conversation around a number of topics. These topics include downtown revitalization, increasing business activity downtown, event ideas for our community, ideas for the redevelopment of the Chatham Mill property, Heritage and Trail Center, the marketing ideas for Explore Elkin, how to attract visitors and residents alike, ideas to promote managed population growth, how to address our housing needs, and challenges which must be addressed and overcome in reaching the goals and vision that we come up with as a community. The idea is to start a conversation that evening. We're not going to solve our problems. We're not going to create everything that night. But what we want to do is start a conversation that will continue around water coolers, over lunch, over a drink, and at the family dinner table throughout our community in the weeks and months ahead, resulting in a shared community vision that we can then all work towards together.
Jeff Edson is sharing with us this morning a hope and dream for downtown, not only downtown Elkin, but the Yadkin Valley.
Right, the whole community.
The whole community, right. And he's a third-generation contributor here. And I'm grateful that when Sam challenged our community that you stepped up, Jeff Edson, and said, well, why not?
Well, my family and our business, GMB Energy, have been tremendously blessed by this community. And we've been doing business here for about 85 years, and we've always, from my grandfather through my mom and dad, and now to our generation, it felt that giving back is important.
Let's go back to March 30th at the Liberty. Just briefly hit the high spots again, Jeff Edson, about what's going to happen next Thursday night.
Okay, we're going to come together at 5 o'clock, and Sam Talo and friends are going to provide us music as we gather around to drink and light hors d'oeuvres. Then about 5:30, we're going to break the music and make some brief comments, explain the conversation for the evening. And then throughout the room, we're going to have banners set up addressing various topics, as I kind of highlighted a few minutes ago, dealing with a shared vision. What do we want our community to look like? How do we want it to grow? How do we want it to develop? And this conversation will be informal. It's not going to be structured or what have you. And there'll be opportunities for folks that are there to write down their names if they're interested in coming together for a more formal conversation around these topics later. And there'll also be a mechanism for them to jot the ideas that come up at that event. So the plan is after that event, the committee will take all the information and the ideas that are generated and we'll develop a plan for a series of more formal roundtable moderated discussions around the more pertinent topics.
Jeff Edson, if you will, give me a little bit the vitalization and the encouragement and asking people again to come out next Thursday.
It's critical. I mean,
you have the vitality and the energy to make it happen. Just give us one more invitation, if you will, about how important this could be.
Well, if you're not there, you're going to hear from me in the following week. It's an exciting event. It's going to be a fun evening, but it's also going to be an engaging and an important evening. If you want to be part of this community, and we're lucky because we're blessed with a lot of people that want to be part of the community. We mailed out about 300 invitations to households for this event, and then we email blasted through every organization we could think of.
Right.
Here today to get the message out beyond that, and there should be an article in the Tribune this coming week addressing the meeting as well. But please come out. If you can't make it right at 5, come at 5:30. If you can't stay till 7:30, stay till 6:30. But it's a real opportunity to come together. It's a real opportunity for us as a community to start building a shared vision. And I'm excited about it.
Your committee is going to be a group of listeners. Is that a good way to put it?
I think that is a great way to put it. And the plan for the committee after this is to start forming subcommittees and involving a broad range of people in the community. The committee will kind of coordinate, the existing standing committee will kind of coordinate and serve on subcommittees as well, but the subcommittees will do the real work and hopefully tackle specific tasks and challenges and opportunities and make things happen.
Yeah, where all of us can have a voice. Anybody that, if you come, someone's going to listen. We all matter. That's what we're saying about next Thursday night.
That's exactly right. And I think, in all honesty, the name we adopted is a good example of that. I had decided in my mind on what the name of this effort needed to be. Several others had kind of supported that, and we decided that it was done. We had shared emails, and it was a done deal. And Dan Butner came to the table with Explore Elkin, and it blew our idea away.
Yep.
And we quickly shifted gears and headed in a new direction, and I think I'm more excited now about the efforts than I was before.
I promise that next Thursday night, that something monumental will come out of, I hadn't thought of that, kind of aha.
We're liable to have several aha moments on Thursday night.
Yeah.
And ultimately, the bigger thing is the moments and the progress that will come. You know, I would love to compare the Explore Elkin effort to the Elkin Valley Trails Association effort.
Yeah.
That effort came out of a negative happening in our community. People got up in arms about a business that was looking at locating here. They took that energy and they evaluated three or four different paths they might take, and they started down the path of the trails. And what a wonderful asset that's
tremendous
come about for our community.
Yeah.
And in all honesty, part of the energy, a lot of the energy for Explore Elkin is coming from the fact that we have this new product to offer.
Yeah.
And it's amazing if you walk the trails, the people that are visiting our community because of those trails. And you know, the trails and the wineries and the breweries and the beauty and the Stone Mountain and the synergy that we get as we add these things together is just remarkable.
The place to be.
The place to be.
Yeah. Our sponsors, as we come close to the end, Jeff,
I would like to take a moment to thank the sponsors that have helped bring this event together and make it possible. First and foremost, the Liberty is allowing us to use the facility, and what a wonderful facility that is, an asset for our community. But the Yadkin Valley Chamber of Commerce, the Yadkin Valley Rotary Club, the Elkin JCs have all come together with sharing some funding with us to help put this event on. Hugh Chatham Memorial Hospital, Surrey Bank and Trust, WIFM, GMB Energy, Chick-fil-A, All-Star Rentals are all businesses that have helped contribute to make this event possible. And then we have Cedarbrook Country Club and Starmount Cinemas and Fairfield Inn and Wanderlust Studio and Harry's Place, all providing us with some door prizes to give away that night and thank people for participating and coming out. So we really appreciate these sponsors. It takes everybody coming together to make things happen in this community. None of us can do it on our own financially, time-wise, anything else. It takes us all. And I really encourage you to come out on the 30th. And more than that, I encourage you to stay involved with this process in whatever makes your heart tick, whatever is your passion. Get involved with this Explore Elkin process.
And to work together, to know that there is hope. There is a wonderful things that can come out of people who want to be together, work together, give together, and to share together. So, Jeff, that's I want you to close with the third generation vision of the major wonderful assets that we enjoy here. Just talk about the roads, the water, the just from your perspective as homegrown and been here all your life, just tell us the great things that we have today.
You know, Gary, in my heart, I have been here all my life, but I went away from Elkin for about 12 years. I am, you know, growing up here, Elkin was a mill town. It's a wonderful mill town. And our family, I watched our family's business and worked in our family's business and watched it grow through the period of time. And around the end of the 70s, I went off to college and then I went to work for a public accounting firm and spent time in Raleigh and in Bermuda. And when I was coming back to the United States from Bermuda after my rotation there, I decided I was about to have children, and I decided the time was to come back home. And I always knew I was coming back to Elkin, but I wanted to go out and prove myself a little bit and experience the world a little bit. And I enjoyed that time, but I certainly have never looked back from coming back to Elkin. And we do have remarkable resources in this community. The hospital is world-class. We have a fantastic library. The natural beauty of the community we live in is fantastic. Our town government is fantastic and proactive. They can't do everything. It takes everybody coming together to make things happen. But, oh, if you look at the successes and things that they've fostered in this community, it's wonderful. And the school system is second to none. You know, the involvement of parents in the elementary school.
Surrey Community College.
Particularly Surrey Community College is a wonderful asset. Yeah. It just goes on and on. And, I mean, I'm sure we're leaving people out and assets and amenities out. But it is a wonderful community. And it's amazing for me to have watched not just the long-term residents, but the people that have moved here. And suddenly Elkin's home. I can't imagine having grown up in Elkin ever calling Raleigh or Bermuda or anywhere else home. There's a number of people here who came from somewhere else. Elkin is clearly their home. They might not have come here until they were 30 or 40, but Elkin is clearly their home. Yeah. And that's the magic of this community. We have a wonderful, rich history. You know, we've had a lot of change in this community, and we continue to have it. But we're at a crossroads now where we have a tremendous opportunity to embrace a new identity and a new vision for where we want to go. You know, we were not lost, but we were in a transition period of time where we really didn't know who we were going to be. We weren't going to be a mill town anymore. That was clear. And there aren't many mill towns anymore.
Yeah.
But we now have a chance to be a trails town, to be a wineries town, to be a family town, which is what we've always been. But but really to be the best place in North Carolina to live. There was a license tag we used to have and had to buy, and I'm kind of trying to bring that license tag back. But it said Elkin, best little town in North Carolina. And we are.
Tell the story about Bill Blackley's son that they talked about what would be the essence of what we could do, what could be done.
Well, my ultimate goal from this whole effort is to attract and retain more residents, more quality families, to make business opportunities for our small businesses better by having new customers and what have you. And this is very insightful, and I may get it slightly wrong, but I think I can get the gist of it. But Bill told a story at our first meeting that when his son was maybe 10 or 12 years old, he asked him, there was some discussion in the town about community and economic development efforts and what have you. And he asked his son, he said, if I gave you $1 million, what would you do to improve economic business environment and improve the town? His son thought about it and reflected on it. And I think he, from talking to Bill, he was reflecting on what he valued in his community. He said, I'd go out and buy 10 quality families.
In essence, it's the people that matter.
It is. Yeah. It is.
And your heart and soul's in it. And what an honor to have you leading our Explore Elkin. And we'll continue. Count on WIFN to be a vital part of this this revitalization or this making things happen in a special way for all the people here.
Well, Gary, I thank you. WIFM is a tremendous asset in our community, and I sincerely and personally appreciate your support and all you do to contribute to the community. But thanks for having me here today and giving us the opportunity to discuss this Explore Elkin efforts. And again, I'd just like to invite all listeners to come out to the Liberty on March 30th at 5 p.m. and join the conversation.
We'll be there. God bless you, friend.
Thank you.
Take care.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.